Friday again in that day of the week when we ask one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of the movies, books, tastes and smells they've been enjoying. And this time it's the turn of one of our recent panel on the Culturefile debate, Gregory Coles, to share with us his Culturefile likes.
My name is Gregory Coles. I am a researcher of rhetorical theory, an adjunct professor of communication, and the author of two memoirs that trace my own complex identities. The first is called Single Gay Christian, and the second is called No Longer Strangers, Finding Belonging in a World of Alienation. One novel I've recently been obsessed with is Shusaku Endo's classic book, Silence, which traces the adventures of a Portuguese priest who travels to Japan after hearing reports that another priest has apostatized and has left his faith. And this book gives us a lot of fascinating reflections about what it means to be true or to be false to one's faith, what it means to be a Judas, to be a betrayer, and most of all, what it means to live in a world where evil occurs and where God appears to be silent. An album that I can't stop singing along to recently, even a few years after its release,
you say there's so much you don't know,
is Ben Platt's album Sing to Me Instead.
You need to go and find yourself. You say you'd rather be alone.
Sing to Me Instead shows us snapshots of beautiful and tender and often simple moments in a young man's life. Reflections on family, reflections on love, reflections on loss, and all of it sung with the epically beautiful voice of Ben Platt.
They don't know me and you. I don't think you have to leap. If to change is what you need, you can change right next to me.
Just the other evening, I watched the film Ben Is Back, which is a 2018 film starring Lucas Hedges and Julia Roberts. In the film, Hedges plays a young man who has been a drug addict, a drug dealer, and is in rehab, but leaves rehab early in order to go home and be with his family at Christmas time. And Roberts plays his mother, who wants to be excited that her son is home and wants to trust him, but still knows that maybe she shouldn't trust him given the history that they have together. The acting is amazing. The storytelling is authentic. Both Hedges and Roberts bring so much emotion and so much authentic passion to their roles.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Hi, Mom.
I see you. Is it you?
Is that Ben?
Did you see? He's gained some weight and he's got the sparkle back in his eyes.
My recent food obsession is homemade granola. I used to think that I didn't have time to make homemade granola for myself, but in this pandemic season, I've discovered that I had a whole lot of time that I didn't used to realize I had. And so I've taken every Sunday afternoon to making a granola that is a mixture of fruits and nuts and seeds and oats. I like to hold it all together with black treacle and peanut butter. And what I've most recently discovered as a strategy for getting good clumps in my granola is to whip a few egg whites and add those to the mixture as well, because they help to create stickiness without adding too much moisture. I don't tend to wear a lot of perfume, but one perfume that I have found myself smelling like quite a bit these days as the weather gets colder is the perfume of wood smoke after I have gone to a campfire and all my clothing carries that lingering smell of fire and smoke washing over me. There's nothing quite like the joy of sniffing one's flannel shirt the following day and realizing that the campfire will be carried with you on your adventures to come.
The likes of Gregory Coles there. And don't forget, this month's Culture File debate on life after cancel culture is now available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm getting mine on Spotify at the moment, which works fine. Tomorrow evening, it's the Culture File Weekly with novelist Sarah Stridsberg on the real meaning of Valerie Solanas, the woman who shot Andy Warhol, as well as Rob Long on the evolution of fame and Jennifer O'Mara on everything we've learned since March about making art online. That's the Culture File Weekly, Saturday at 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.